Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible Podcast. I'm so pleased you could join me today. We're praying with another account from John chapter 20 of Jesus appearing to his disciples after his resurrection. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still, to refocus your scattered senses on God, to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us, so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God for today. I invite us to pray with the scripture from John chapter 20, verses 26 to 29. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method, Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll invite you to listen out for something particular. 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." This time, as you listen for a word or phrase that really stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase, that picture from this scripture. What might God be offering you today in this moment? Thank you. will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen, listen for an invitation or something to discover. What is the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love. And simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the seed of your living word and pray that you would plant it in our lives. Keep bringing us back to it. Keep watering it and cause it to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.